Ikram have explained the difference between jealousy and rushd. Jealousy is to desire zawal ni'mah, to desire that ni'mat must be snatched away from that man. And to envy a person is that Allah must keep that ni'mat by him and Allah must bless me with that ni'mat also. This is permissible, jealousy is not permissible. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit in this little ayat that we've started. Inshallah, from next week, the waqia will actually start when they started planning how to throw him in the well, and after that, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected him. And what is important here is that if a man sees a dream, it is not necessary sometimes a man sees in a dream that Allah is going to give him a lot of wealth. Next morning when he gets up for Fajr, he expects someone to be waiting outside the door with 10,000 red. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam seen the dream, the reality of that came forward 40 years later. The reality of the dream came forward 40 years later. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين.
صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, we were discussing the waqi'ah of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Further, his father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam addresses Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And O my son, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to bless you with the understanding of interpreting dreams. And this is a sign of Nabuwat. He was very young when he seen this dream, because Ibn Jarir rahmatullah alayhi has written, when he was dropped in the well, he was age 7. Allahu Akbar. When he was dropped in the well, at that time that young masoom child was old, only his age was 7 years. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to bless you with the interpretation of dreams. وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And Allah will perfect His favors upon you as He perfected it عَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ, on the family of Yaqub. كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَبَوَيْكَ. He will complete His favors on you and on the Al of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam as He perfected it on your father, on your parents, referring to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his grandfather Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, if we sit and reflect at this whole silsila, this whole lineage, your father is Yaqub, who is a Nabi of Allah. Yet he didn't mention his name here. And ulama ikram has explained the reason that he didn't mention his name was out of tawadu. He says, Allah will perfect his favor upon you as he perfected it on this whole lineage. In other words, your grandfather, your great-grandfather. Whereas his father, Yaqub alayhi salam, was also blessed with Nabuwat. He himself also was a Nabi. But he did not mention his name out of tawadu and simplicity. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Verily Allah is all-knowing. He is going to bless you with Nabuwat. Your brothers won't be blessed with Nabuwat. He knows exactly. عَلِيمٌ. His knowledge is kamil. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he described Allah Ta'ala in front of Fir'aun, then what did he say? لَا يَظِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. My Allah never makes a mistake, or neither does He forget that He created something and He forgot where He created it. The makhluk of Allah is so vast, respected elders. Astronomers prove today that Jupiter is so large that Jupiter can take within itself 1,300 Earths. The sun which is not a large star and which is not a small star. It's a medium star. It can take from one end to the other 109 Earths. This is what astronomy is proving today. So vast is the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam told Allah, Ya Allah, if this whole makhluk of yours will be disobedient to you, what will you do, Allah? Allah said, I will impose on them one animal that in one luqma will swallow this whole earth. Aina tilka dabba, Ya Allah, where is this animal? Fi marjin min muruji, it is in one meadow from my meadows. Aina tilka al marj, Ya Allah, where is this meadow? Fi ilmin min ulumi, this is in my knowledge. What knowledge have you got that you can know it? وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Your knowledge is so limited. That is why when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam were traveling, when they boarded the ship, then one sparrow came, and the sparrow took some water in the beak, in its beak. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam suffered here with Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. This was an eye-opener for him to understand that Allah Pak had blessed many people with a lot of knowledge. Because when he attributed knowledge to himself, when he was asked who is the most learned, so he said, Ana a'lamun nas, I am the most learned. Whereas his statement was correct because he was the Nabi of that time and the Nabi is the most learned of that zamana. But yet Allah did not like it. So to make his islah, he went with Khidr alayhi salam. When that sparrow took that water in the beak, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam told Musa alayhi salam, my knowledge, your knowledge, and the knowledge of all the ulama on the surface of this earth, is the example of that is the water, the fraction of that water which the sparrow took in its beak, comparatively to the water in the ocean. That is my knowledge, your knowledge, and the knowledge of all the ulama, compared to the knowledge of Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. So my son, whatever Allah is going to do, there's going to be wisdom in it. It's going to be backed up with the knowledge of Allah. Be patient. Whatever you are going to encounter on this path, make sabr, it's all from Allah. Allah now says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Verily, in Yusuf and his 10 brothers, there lie great signs for men who question. Those who want to make research, who want to inquire what happened in those zamanas, who want to investigate things, then there lie great signs for such men. Likewise, this refers to the people of that zamana, Ahle Makkah, those Jews that came and questioned Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the reality of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, how they migrated. And just as the waqia that we will be narrating to you, something very similar is in front of you, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was ill-treated by his people from childhood. What is the difference with Imamul Anbiya? When Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he seen Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming prior to Nabuwat, and he informed Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who thereafter informed Warqa ibn Nawfal, who was the cousin of Khadija radiyallahu anha, who was a very learned person. Warqa ibn Nawfal told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a time will come that your people will abuse you. They will get rid of you from your own birthplace. Nabi Pak Sasam was astonished and he said, Our mukhrijiyyum, my people will take me out of my own birthplace. Said, yes, your people will take you out of your own birthplace. So the waqiyah that we narrate in here of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam's waqiyah, is the very same. إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة. Friends, see how Allah Ta'ala makes the parwarish of his friends. What they go through. The 10 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they made mushwara among themselves. Looks like Abba Jan, our father, he's got more love for Yusuf. And he tends to spend more time with Yusuf than us. And we cannot withstand this. Now the reason for this was very clear. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's mother had passed away when he was a child.
Yusuf alayhi salam had one brother whose name was Binyamin, and his mother whose name was Layya. When she gave birth to Binyamin, that was the blood brother of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, in that very same time when she was giving birth, she passed away. So his brother, Yusuf alayhi salam's brother, he was born, in other words, without a mother. He was born and his mother left this dunya. Yusuf alayhi salam was very young. So naturally the father has a soft corner in the heart for, because these two children lost their mother. The other ten brothers' mother was Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam's sister-in-law. That is the aunt of Yusuf alayhi salam. In other words, he got married to his wife's sister. After the demise of Yusuf alayhi salam's mother, he got married to his sister-in-law, whose name was Layyan. Whose name was Her name was Rahil. So, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had profound love for Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother, because they lost their mother and they were still small. So they could not withstand this, and they said that, وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةً, and we are young and healthy men, we are strong, our father is old, we are going to be benefit to our father. If there's any problem, if there's work to do outside, it's we that's going to assist him. We are going to stand there with him. We are going to bring the livelihood in the house. We are going to attend to all the needs and necessities at home. These two masoom children, what can they do? Why is our father running behind them? In fact, inna abana lafi dhalalim mubin, our father is in an open error, a manifest error. And the word that they use here is dhalal, which originally means astray. That is why ulama ikram explain here that meaning cannot be taken here. Because if anyone takes that meaning as being astray, then the 10 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam become kafir on the spot. I hope the brothers are understanding. So here the meaning will be interpreted, in other words, our father is making an error by giving preference to these two brothers over the other brothers. Mufti Shafi Sahib writes, another reason that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's father had love for him, through means of wahi, he was informed that this is going to become a Nabi. Likewise, his adab, his character, his morals, his behavior was such that it would capture one person. His beauty was such that, we know further we will discuss, that those women cut their hands instead of cutting the apple just by looking at the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So our father is in an open error. We better sort this out. How are we going to tackle this problem? See how the tarbiyat of a Nabi is going to be made. Allahu Akbar. One Nabi is coming in the dunya. He didn't just become a Nabi, respected elders. Now we are studying his whole biography from day one. Uqtulu Yusuf. How about killing Yusuf? Let's behead him. When he's dead, then there's no question of Abba Jan to love Yusuf more than us, because there's no other brother. It's only us there. So let's kill him. That's the end of it. Awitrahuhu arda. Let's throw him in a remote place. Yakhlu lakum wajhu abikum. You will gain the pleasure of your parents. In other words, now your father will have no option to love anyone besides you, because you are the only children left. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. Thereafter we'll make tawbah to Allah, we'll ask Allah to forgive us, and that will be over. But we got to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam. How do we tackle this problem? He is still a nabaligh child. Allahu Akbar. The takalif, the problems, the hardships, the masaib already starting. They were making this mashwara. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. One of the brothers said, whose name was Yehuda, who was the eldest brother, لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفْ. I think we don't kill him. Because to kill a person, it is a major sin. It is a major crime. لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفْ. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. And there is one well on the outskirts of Canaan, where they were based. Let's go there, we'll throw him there, so that we will be safe from the punishment of killing him also, and we will get our maqsad, that is, he'll be outside, he will be out of our sight. When we'll drop him in the well, someone else will pick him up and take him, so we won't get the sin of killing him also, and he won't be at home also, so Yaqub alayhi salam will still love us, and we are safe from the crime also. Kill two birds with one stone. وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة. Some traveler or wayfarers will pick him up and take him. إن كنتم فاعلين, what's your opinion? Let's go for it. They were sitting and actually making this مشورة. They were actually now sitting and discussing, this is a major problem. How are we going to tackle this problem? This wasn't a mashwara like just, by the way, let's sit and see. Let us picture ourselves, friends, that young, masoom child, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. What was happening? Allahu Akbar. Anyway, they agreed unanimously that let's go for it. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفْ. Abba Jan, why you don't want to send Yusuf to come and play with us? Normally we go outside and we play, we enjoy. Why you don't want to send him with us? Why are you so reserved? We notice whenever we ask you to send Yusuf, then you sort of become reluctant. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. Whereas we are out to benefit him. From this ayat, we understand that they had posed this question before. The fact that they said, why don't you send us? In other words, they had asked this before also. And Mufti Shafi Sahib writes that somewhere or the other, they were informed of this dream of Yusuf alayhi salam. And because they were linked with the family of Nabuwat, through the barakat of being in the family of Nabuwat, they were informed of the interpretation of this dream. So now the jealousy was increasing day by day. Again I mention, friends, this is all in the plan of Allah. This is all in the plan of Allah. There is no coincidence here. أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدْ. غَدَا. Abba Jan, send him with us tomorrow. يَرْتَعْ. We'll go and play. يَرْتَعْ. We'll eat. يَلْعَبْ. We'll play. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَا لَحَافِظُونَ. Most definitely we'll look after him. He's our brother. How can we leave him? How can we desert him? We are elderly people. We are 10 brothers here. I'm the eldest. Hand him over to me. I'll look after him.
قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون.
I fear if you will take Yusuf, the wolf will eat him. Now why did he refer to it as a wolf? He had seen in a dream, Yaqub alayhi salam, that he was on the top of a mountain and Yusuf alayhi salam was at the bottom of the mountain. And 10 wolves attacked Yusuf alayhi salam, and one wolf retaliated. Those 10 wolves were interpreted as the 10 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. I'm not worried of the wolf, you are the wolf. He had seen this dream already, and he was aware of it. When he said, I'm worried of the wolf, he didn't refer to it in the literal meaning as wolf. He was giving da'wah to them that you are the wolf, I have been informed by my Allah. And the brother that retaliated, that was the eldest brother whose name was Yehuda. And after he seen this dream, he seen Yusuf alayhi salam disappearing into the earth. He got up from the dream, he was shocked. And it was informed that these 10 brothers will attack him, and him being disappeared means he will go into the well, deep down into the earth. So how can he send him when he's full aware of it? But he did not reveal the reality of this to them, because if he had to inform them, then the jealousy will increase. And now they will understand more clear that our father is really worried that we're going to do something. Masoom child, Ibn Jarir rahmatullah alayhi says, he was aged 7 years old. Wallah, this waqiyah is so much ibrat, respected elders. How steadfast that one young boy remained on the orders of Allah Pak, establishing the deen of Allah Pak. No matter how many difficulties he went through, his tawajjuh was on the Zat of Allah Pak. His yaqeen was on the Zat of Allah Pak.
قَالُوا لَئِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ.
If the wolf has to eat him by chance, and another tafsir is that Kan'an, it was full of wolves. There were many wolves there. And from this also, there are so many ayat referring to his childhood. The fact that Yaqub alayhi salam says, I'm worried that the wolf will eat him. So in other words, he is a child, someone has to look after him. He didn't say, I'm worried the wolf will eat you because you are a grown up. But Yusuf is not a grown up. Yusuf is one small baby. He's a child. He's the coolness of my eyes. He's lost his mother. What is going to happen to him? We will end with one ayat. Oh my father, if such a thing happens that the wolf has to eat him and we come back without Yusuf, then I mean, we are useless. That's what they actually say. Inna idhal khasirun, we are the losers. In other words, this is something that cannot happen. We are healthy, 10 young men. How can a wolf come and eat him? فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَجْمَعُوا أَن يَجْعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. As they were going, respected elders, the father took them out on the outskirts to wave the children off. As soon as they could not see the father, when the father was there, they put Yusuf on their shoulders. As soon as the father could not be seen, they dropped Yusuf on the floor. Alayhi salatu wa taslim. And they said, now walk. And they started running. He could not keep up to the pace, so he said, please wait for me, please wait for me. The one brother dropped him on the second on the third on the fourth, and they kicked him and they said, now you can go. And they went to such an extent and they told him, you're dreaming of stars and sun and moon, tell the sun and moon to help you now. Where's all the stars and everyone prostrating before you? Let them prostrate now. They dropped him on the floor. He runs behind them. Oh my brothers, please, remember how you promised Abbajan before we left. And you said that I'm responsible. Allah Ta'ala poured some mercy in the heart of Yehuda, the eldest brother. And he felt that soft corner in his heart. He held Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he told them, don't kill him. Don't do anything. Let's take him back to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. They said, oh, now you also trying to get importance in the eyes of your father. You also want to be someone. We are not going to listen to you. We have unanimously agreed that either we will behead him or we will drop him in the well. Already he was injured. He was dropped on the floor. He's running behind him. He's age 7. He's away from his father and he lost his mother. Allahu Akbar.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
As they approached the well, there were many snakes in this well also. There were many harmful insects in this well as well. They came together. That is why from such ayat-e-kareema, openly it is understood that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam were not anbiya. Some ulama were of the opinion, but other ulama have openly negated this. It is impossible for a nabi to make such a step, not after nabuwat, even before nabuwat. Before Nabuwat, a Nabi will not kill anyone, a Nabi will not harm anyone, a Nabi will not hurt the feelings of anyone. So there's no question about them being Nabi, about being Anbiya. As they unanimously grouped around the well, they held Yusuf alayhi salam and they dropped him. As he was going down, before he reached the bottom of the well, Jibreel was there at the bottom to save him. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel Amin, on the Amr of Allah, who when he stands in this dunya, then his head touches the sky. When he flaps one wing, it covers the east. When he flaps the other wing, it covers the west. Muslim Sharif, the riwayat is there, he has 600 such wings. Jibreel Amin was at the bottom of the well to save him. Allahu Akbar. Look at the kalam of Allah. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا. Yusuf, don't worry my servant. Yusuf, a time is going to come. I am promising you. On the tongue of Jibreel, Allah is speaking to Yusuf. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا. You will be relating to your brothers this very same incident and they will be unaware of it. They are dropping you here, and they are escaping from here. A time will come, Yusuf, you will be relating to them this very same incident, what they have done, with more detail than what they know. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they will be totally unaware of it. Allahu Akbar. This is Allah, respected elders. This is the power of Allah. This is the Qudrat of Allah. This is the might of Allah. He does what He wants to, with who He wants to, and how He wants to. No one can question Him. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. A time is going to come, as we will discuss, this very same Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam will be sitting on the throne. From this waqia, respected elders, I want to extract one point till here. We must always reflect at our past life. To be grateful to the ni'mat of Allah, what was I one zamana? Where was I? And how was I surviving? What has Allah given me? 10 years ago, I used to work here, but I used to stand and I was hiking. Today I am going past with a Mercedes on that very same road. We must look at our back life and reflect. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi writes, the easiest way of being grateful to the ni'mat of Allah is whatever Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with any ni'mat, he must always feel, I'm not entitled of it. Whatever it may be the minutest thing, which is in our eyes minute, but never in the eyes of Allah. Whatever Allah has given me, I am not entitled of it. So now, they drop Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the well, where there were snakes, where there were insects. He was alone, there is no food. He's a young boy. If the child goes out to play, respected elders, and it's 10 minutes late, or if the child is out of school and he doesn't see his father waiting for him there, whereas there are many other children, what happens to the child at that age? He starts crying, he starts screaming. There's no way to bring the child under control. Yusuf alayhi salam is in the depth of the well. Our Allah is teaching us a lesson. Who is our Allah and what is the power of our Allah? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability. We open our eyes, we ponder over these waqiyat, and we learn from your respected elders that in every condition, one has to remain steadfast on the ahkam of Allah Pak. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not move an inch away from the amr of Allah Pak, despite all the difficulties and the problems and the hardships that he went through. Today, the slightest amount of difficulty comes to us, respected elders. We start questioning Allah, we start questioning the deen of Allah, we start questioning, are we on haq? Is Islam the true religion or false? May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. What is it I want to mention regarding the marriage of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam? I incorrectly mentioned it. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's first wife's name was Layya, the daughter of Layyan, from whom 10 children he had. That were the 10 stepbrothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. After her demise, he married the mother of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the sister of his first wife, whose name was Rahil. And she gave birth to 2 children. One was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and one was the brother of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name was Binyamin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qalu ya abana ma laka la ta'manna ala Yusuf wa inna lahu lanasifun. أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون. قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون. قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون. فلما ذهبوا به وأجمعوا أن يجعلوه في غيابة الجب وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون قالوا يا أبانا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن